Hey, audio boo. So, I just woken up from a really weird dream. I work really early in the morning, as most of you who listen to me will know. So, I got back and had about an hour's sleep. In my dream, it was like a major riot scene at work, and I work in a supermarket, like I said before. And it's the customers against staff. It was pretty exciting, actually. There was customers and managers throwing food and trolleys and glass and everything at each other. And the customers just kept coming in waves and waves and waves and just beating the crap out of everyone. And so we had to just keep sort of defending ourselves and throwing more stuff back and beating them up. It was like something out of a film or a riot or something like that. It was just pretty fun to see work like that, even if it was just a dream. I don't think it needs interpreting this dream. It just means that I work in a store, and that's probably what I think of customers half the time. So, yeah, pretty cool event for the afternoon. And yes, I do appreciate it. I just said interpretating. Please bear with me. I did wake up about half an hour ago, so I'm still quite not with it, really. I'm just sort of messing up my words, and I'm sure I'll mess them up some more. Another thing I noticed today was on the Tube, they've now got pre-recorded messages from Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, if you don't live here, telling people there's going to be more people on the Tube and all this rubbish, and welcome to London, this is the Olympic capital, whatever. And also I saw yesterday them putting some lanes, more sort of traffic lanes on the roads, which were Olympic traffic only. Another bad idea, I think, for the Olympics. I think our roads are already crowded enough, and I don't think another lane is really going to help. I believe these lanes are supposed to be just used for official Olympic members and all this kind of stuff. I just think it's going to cause a lot more congestion, and these lanes will probably sit pretty much empty for the entire day, apart from when there's certain games on in certain areas and all this stuff. Another reason I'm not looking forward to the Olympics is just I've never been interested in it from the start, and I don't think many people in London are, and it's just going to be a whole big upset for them. I know it's good for the capital and tourism and all this stuff, but it's just going to be hell from everyone that works here and lives here, and it's just not going to be a good idea, and I think Londoners in general will just hate the whole thing. I don't think they'll probably try and make it have the same sort of atmosphere as the Jubilee did, but I think one day is enough, and probably this amount of time with this amount of traffic, I don't think Londoners are going to like it. We're a pretty moany breed as it is. I don't think we can handle the Olympics, really. So I think that's about it. Bought some speakers on Amazon, which I'm waiting for my laptop. Hopefully they'll arrive soon. And bought some flowers for my girlfriend today for our sort of 10-month anniversary thing. Check out my blog that I always plug, mikeysworldview.tumblr.com, because it covers loads of things that I talk about. Also, I know I've got comments in my on some of my boos recently. And I haven't commented back, even though I love getting them, because I use my iPhone app, and I don't think, well, I can't see it, I don't think there's a way of replying, or let alone seeing, like, whether you get a comment or not. So, I'd really love there to be that option, but if I haven't replied to them, I'm sorry, but I really do like getting them, so carry on the comments, it makes it worthwhile, and at least I know people are listening. Also, you can, like, have a look at my site. I'm putting more on it, and it covers more of the sort of thing I talk about on these boots. Anyway, I'm running out of time, and that's why I'm rushing. And I'll talk to you again probably tomorrow, maybe later on tonight. Until then, check out the blog. See you later. Bye.